Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Neil Hare, president of Global Vision Communications, LLC, Globe, with an E, Globe, Viz, V-I-S.com is the website. Neil, tell us what you do for your clients.
Well, right now we're doing a lot of strategic communications, helping people pivot in their messaging and their marketing, and we're also doing a bunch of new lobbying efforts, Jim, here in Washington, inside the Beltway, you know, around PPP mostly and some other small business issues. So there's a lot going on there, as you know. So keep them busy. Yeah. Thankfully.
So check them out, folks. They do good work. Neil's done. We've watched him since he founded his company 16 or 17 years ago. Hey, Neil, a couple of real quick things. First, the EIDL loan, EIDL loan, Emergency Income Disaster Loan, is still available from the SBA, not the bank, but directly from the SBA. Started out as a loan way before COVID, turned into a grant opportunity during COVID, and it's been had two or three variations on it since then, but it's still available, isn't it? Now as a loan.
Right. It is a loan. You know, before COVID, if you lived in a place that had a hurricane or some kind of disaster and they declared it a disaster, you could apply for this. It's a 30-year loan, could be up to several million dollars. But with COVID, they declared the entire country a disaster area, so every business can apply. It did run out of money for a time, but they refunded it. There's about a $10,000 grant portion of it, and I think it's still capped at $150,000 at this point. I'll have to check on that, but it's 30 years. It's like 3.75% interest, so real low and worth looking into for sure, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Neil, let's shift over and talk about the infrastructure bill that's coming out, but it's not just an infrastructure bill. It's an infrastructure and a big tax increase strategy.
Yeah. Well, it's really part, you know, that Biden just pushed through the American Recovery Act.
$1.9 trillion.
And this is just kind of the second portion, really. $2 trillion, you know, it's supposed to be for the transportation system, but out of the $2 trillion, there's $621 billion is really only earmarked for roads and bridges and things like that. And then it's got a whole lot of list of other goodies, from housing to research and development, the water, schools, you name it. So it's going to be a really big fight here. Yeah, broadband, I think that's good. So really the fight's going to be about, I mean, I think Republicans are saying, well, nothing. There should be nothing in there other than infrastructure stuff, and Democrats are going to say we want a lot more in there, and then, of course, how you pay for it, and that's where we get into the tax issue.
Right. Well, and the two things are separate. I mean, we need the roads and bridges, I guess. We need the infrastructure done. But we remember what happened in the Obama administration. We heard the same sound, the same claims, but nothing really ever happened. But we did get some tax increases. And, you know, everybody remembers Shovel Ready wasn't really Shovel Ready. We remember the cylinder debacle. So, you know, the track record for Biden is not good here. But the tax increases, those stick. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, as you know, under the Trump administration, they passed a big tax cut for corporations that really helped the economy. And now they're talking about raising taxes from it's 21% right now, corporate tax, highest rate, and they want to move that to 28%, which is basically the biggest piece of it. There's some other tax increases, too, but that's the biggest piece.
Right.
That could affect all of us, and, you know, that's significant.
Well, the thing to point out is since America's corporate tax rate has been below the average for developed countries, we've been onshoring jobs. When they raise this tax rate like they're talking about, that will put us above the average, and that's going to hurt onshoring jobs. Last thoughts, Neil.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, the taxes are not good right now as we're recovering, but, you know, the one interesting piece is that the tax on gas, the gas tax, is not going to be increased, and that's something that even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supported, raising the gas tax.
Yeah.
That hasn't been increased in about 25 years. But
that hurts a lot of folks, though. Hey, Neil, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely, anytime, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen, and that's globeviz.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.